New Vikings linebacker Emmanuel Amur may be intimidating on the football field, but there's a better word that describes this 27-year-old.
I like to manifest my love through people and just my energy, just everything in general. Just helping out people, whether it's through, you know, the positive advices or just uplifting them, you know, spreading like good spirits around them, just uplifting them. I believe in positive, you know, vibes because I feel like it's very contagious and people can feed off from that.
If he's on the football field, he's a giver by passing down his experience to his younger teammates, or a giver to provide whatever the Vikings need to be successful.
Whatever coach utilize me, you know what I mean, I'm willing to do it. You know, I'm willing to do anything to help out. This team is on the rise, so whatever I could do to help out this team, like I said, I'll be honored with that. But I'm just blessed just to see another day and just to be here.
His biggest gift, though, wasn't on the football field. But it did help out the sport and his hometown in a big way.
First heard about it actually during OTAs, man. I actually went to Google and I read about it actually saying there was a break-in in one of our facility in our Little League team, and I didn't even believe it. And I'm like, why is this happening? This is crazy, you know what I mean? And honestly, man, this brought me down to my knees. I started praying about it. And then, man, as soon as I went home, man, I just actually, you know, talking to the mayors and the commissioners and the AD, the athletic director, and then I just pulled the plug, man, just went in.
The East Boynton Wildcats in Boynton Beach, Florida, had begun their 2016 football practice season, and they're taking the field with some brand new gear. Just over 2 months ago, the community suffered a break-in, and the facilities were ransacked. Over 130 uniforms and 270 helmets were stolen or vandalized. Playing this year seemed unlikely until a giver stepped up.
Just seeing them happy, man, it just do something to me. And I can't explain that. You know, just seeing these kids happy, and that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Just helping out these kids and just letting them know, like, you know, there is hope out there and these people care about you. You know what I mean? Because actually it was TKA, the King's Academy High School, that donated helmets into the charity. So it was people that care about the whole situation that was going on. And it just shows a lot that, you know, man, you know, if we come together, anything is possible.
Helping out his hometown and the team he once played for as a youth was important for this fifth-year linebacker. One of the key off-season free agent signings, the veteran provides plenty of experience and talent to the Vikings linebacker crew.
Let's go, boy! Let's get it, man.
Let's get it, coach.
Let's go to work, huh?
Let's be loud. Hey, second and short, let's penetrate. Second and short, let's penetrate. Penetrate, Toby. Let's penetrate now. Let's go, boy. Come on, man. Hey, don't do that, man. Woo, boy.
He came from Cincinnati, played for Coach Zimmer in Cincinnati for a couple years. He's a weak side linebacker that has great athletic skills, can do a lot of things with him as a coverage linebacker, and also a tremendous special teams player.
A player who never expects or wants the attention for his efforts, Lemure is the perfect addition to the Vikings defense in their low-key but successful group. Someone who gives it all he has in the football field, yet gives so much in every other part of his life. Emmanuel Lemure helped make the season special for a team in his hometown. Now he's hoping to help make the season special for his team in Minnesota.
This is a great defense, of course. This team is on the rise. But, you know, right now our main focus is taking one day at a time, just getting better. You know what I mean? We could jump the gun and say, you know what, we this and that. But at the end of the day, we got to take it one day at a time because preparation is everything.